Here at the National Ethanol Conference, I am speaking to well-known economist John Urbanchek about his latest study that came out on the economic contribution of the ethanol industry to the economy of the United States. And John, why don't you tell us just a little bit about some of your findings there?
Well, what we did was we looked at the performance of the industry in 2009. And looked at what the industry spent in terms of goods and services and transportation and those sorts of things, research and development, and then estimated the impact of that in terms of economic growth, in terms of job creation, in terms of income and household level, and then more importantly, in terms of jobs. And what we found is that while 2009 was a recession year and a really rough year for the economy, the ethanol industry grew, it expanded, and it performed, I think, spectacularly in that overall environment. I think it's one of the shining stars in the manufacturing sector. What we found is that the industry produced about 10.6, a little bit more than 10.6 billion gallons of ethanol in 2009. And in doing so, it spent about $16 billion on corn and other goods and services and about almost $5 billion in transportation to move that stuff around, both coming in and going out. And when you add all that up and you figure out how that circulates through the economy, it added about $54 billion to the national gross domestic product, that value added. It put about $16 billion in the pockets of American households, so income was positive. And more importantly, it supported up almost 400,000 jobs throughout the entire economy. Now, those jobs are not just the direct jobs at the ethanol plant or the truck drivers, that sort of thing, but they're the jobs that are supported by all the spending that those people do. And that's an important factor, particularly in this environment when the industries have been losing jobs. This industry has been creating employment.
You know why this is not, I mean, it's impressive not just because we had such a downturn in the economy last year compared to overall, but also the fact that ethanol is constantly attacked. I mean, they're to be able to have that kind of progress, I would say, in the face of its own detractors is really impressive.
I think it's really, really impressive, and it's very important because many of the criticisms that have been levied at the ethanol industry over the last several years, the food and fuel issue, for example, well, that's been discredited. What we saw is very, very sluggish growth or slow growth in food prices. In 2009, we had an increase in food prices in 2008, but all prices went up in 2008 because oil prices skyrocketed and everything's affected by energy prices. And that factored through to food. But this year, we've seen very, very slow growth in food prices, and we've seen an increase in the amount of corn that's used for ethanol production. So this notion that increasing ethanol production is going to result in higher food prices, that's been discredited. And that's one of the really big issues. People criticize ethanol and they say, well, you know, it's a really small player and we use so much oil and, you know, it's never really going to have an impact. But I did some back of the envelope calculations yesterday. In 2009, we imported about 63% of our oil requirements. That's crude oil that we bring in, put through refineries, make products. If we had not produced ethanol in 2009, that import dependence would have been over 70%. You're talking about 360 or 365 million barrels of oil. That is a remarkable, remarkable improvement in our energy security. Now, we're still spending the money. We're using it, okay? But that money's being spent here, and it isn't going abroad.
Right. That is impressive. Well, one of the things that you also talked about here is we've got the VEET tax, the ethanol tax incentives, expiring at the end of this year.
That's correct.
Why is it important economically for the industry and for the country to keep those in place?
Well, they provide an incentive for producers to keep on producing. People look at the renewable fuel standard mandate and they say, well, listen, you've got a mandate that says, you know, we're going to use this stuff. And the mandate does. It says you're going to use up to 36 billion gallons of renewable fuels by 2022 and corn is capped at 15 and all that other stuff. But it doesn't say you have to produce it. And what the VTEC does is the VTEC works in conjunction with the renewable fuel standard to ensure that producers here make the biofuels that we're going to need for that requirement. And that's very, very important. It does another thing, too. and that is that it provides some assurance. It provides assurance, really, to the investment community, to the people who are financing expansion of second-generation biofuels, cellulose, that we're serious about biofuels, and it's going to ensure that the flow of capital that's so vitally needed for that expansion is going to be there. So it plays a very, very important role that people aren't focusing on.
Well, and that you bring up another important point, the fact that we need to have both public and private investment into cellulosic ethanol to ensure that the development of that industry.
That's absolutely right. We need both public sector, but more importantly, private sector involvement in this industry. And really, that's going to require the financial community, the investment community, to step up to the plate. And if those risks are still out there, and we saw what happened to the biodiesel industry when the biodiesel tax credit was not renewed at the end of 2009. Now, I have every confidence that at some point it's going to be restored retroactively, but that's put these guys in a real bind. The mandate on one side says you're going to use more of it, but the financial incentive to produce it is not there, and that's created a real problem.
John, is there anything else you'd like to add about what your findings are from this economic study of ethanol?
Well, I think it's important to recognize, again, that this is a very vital manufacturing sector industry that's growing and it is generating economic benefits. That's very, very important. The other part of this that it's very vital to keep in mind, that a large part of those benefits are directed at rural communities. So from an economic development perspective, it is funneling activity into what might be otherwise depressed economic areas. And that's also a very, very important aspect of this.
All right. That is really important. All right. Thank you very much. That's John Urbanchuk, economist, and now technical director at a company called Entrix.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, John, here at the National Ethanol Conference. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.